and the people were introduced to something that they're not accustomed to. And we give God glory for that. Amen. So thank you for your prayers. Thank the leaders for leading, those who filled in. Minister Patton, thank you for covering Sunday. Minister Killings for covering Friday. Minister Posada was doing the offering, and Minister Aquino was supposed to minister last Wednesday, but he was the Holy Ghost cut in front of him and took over. And so, anyways, that's coming. But we thank you, saints of God, for being here and standing strong, even in our absence. We are at a good place, and it's a great time to be alive in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I'll put it like this. There's so much opportunity out there for the body of Christ to shine. The darker it becomes, the greater the opportunity for the church of the living God to shine. Amen? Yeah. We're not supposed to run from the darkness. We run to the darkness, not to engage in the darkness, but to overcome the darkness and not be overcome by it, to be that light that shines so that men can see, even see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. But men can have the opportunity. When I say men, I mean mankind, man, woman, boy, girl, youth, young adult, what have you, can have the opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And then we live that life as an example for them so that they know how to follow. Praise God. David said it like this: restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Because I believe at one point in his life, though he was very zealous for God and he loved God and God's word concerning David, was I found him to be a man after my own heart. At some point, some place in his life, David lost the joy. Well, how can you say that? Well, if he said, restore unto me the joy, obviously the joy had left. And whatever it was that he either engaged in or allowed himself to drift off to, he needed some restoration. And he got it back, praise God. And that's the thing about it, saints. Get your joy back. Get your peace back. Get your fire and zeal back. John chapter 2, verse 17, I believe it is, Jesus says, zeal for my Father's house has eaten me up. And that's what the psalmist has spoke. And Jesus is the living word. And he just validated what the psalmist spoke and also let the people know why he was driven to do what he did that day in the temple. Again, I believe it happened twice. I believe it happened at the beginning of his ministry and at the end of his ministry. And if I'm wrong, it's okay. I'll be corrected when I stand before Jesus. I'm just telling him, well, the way it was written, Lord. But I believe he did it twice because I don't think they got it the first time. So towards the end of his ministry, he turned the tables over and beat them and ran them out of the temple again. Yeah, because it's like, no, my Father's house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. It's not for Starbucks. It's not for, you know, bake sales, chicken dinners, fish fries, and, you know, lattes and all. I'm not putting that down because I drink a latte every now and then. I drink coffee more now and then. But, you know, there's just something about God's house that we must regard as sacred and holy. And when we lose that, we lose God, because he will not change. He's not going to adapt to our ways. We adapt to his. His ways are higher, far superior. And we do best when we strive for what he has and where he's calling us to. Amen? All right. It's good to see y'all tonight. What happened on this side over here? Did everybody just decide that only the brave ones come over here? And everybody else decided to sit over there? Or was it convenient in coming in and just sitting on that side? Or, yeah, it's good to kind of like mix it up. And, yeah. But for every seat that's over there that's empty and the seats around you, go ahead and just prophesy to it and say, you shall be filled with the soul in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't ever stop speaking the word of faith. Hallelujah. Speaking it encourages the faith that you have. Hallelujah. Because if you sit there and just think about things, your mind will go off into various directions. And if you're not strong enough to bring it back and get it focused again, it'll have you way over here in the department store, way over in the place where you don't, why am I even here? I came to buy some, but yes. So anyways, it's good to be back. This coming Saturday, June 2nd, guess what's happening? 10:30 a.m. E-Team is going out. See Brother Kwame for more details. He's back there at the door. How you doing, Brother Kwame? Still fired up? Still encouraged? All right, how many souls this week so far? 11 last week. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you for the 11. Hallelujah. You're going to say something? Say it again. Say it one more time. Because in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth is established in Jesus' mighty name. And so let it be so. Hallelujah. As the word has been spoken, there will be souls added to the kingdom. As a matter of fact, they're added daily. We just don't have the stats, and we don't know exactly where they are on what part of this people planet called Earth. But somebody got saved because somebody went out and preached the gospel. And it's dad's desire that people get saved daily because he'll add them to the church as we go out. Amen. Praise report, testimony, healing. Healing is in the house. Did anybody receive healing tonight? Was anybody sick, ill, or afflicted? If you weren't, praise God. Were you? You receive your healing? No? You got to receive it. If you don't receive it, you won't have it. Yes, just, Lord, I receive my... Eric, let me just do a brief teaching, okay? It's not brainwashing or psyching your mind. It is agreeing with the word of God. And when we agree with the word of God, it don't have to be physically right before us. You know, in other words, I go outside. Now most of you know what I drive. I go outside, I go down the walkway, and then I go to the truck, and I say, I have the truck. Well, it's easy to do that because the truck is right there, okay? It doesn't require faith. It's just, it's there. If I don't have the truck and I don't have the money to pay for it and I don't have what's necessary to get it, but I say I have the truck, that requires faith. And that's what God gives to each and every one of us. I hope that makes sense. It wasn't the best illustration, but that's why he gives us faith, because faith calleth those things that be not as though they are. If you got it, it's like it's there. It doesn't require faith because it's already there. What requires faith is when you don't have it and then you say, I've got it. And the reason you can say you got it is because you understand the principles of God. Whatever we ask for in prayer, believe. Now, that's how the kingdom operates. Believe. Believe what? Believe that you receive it. And you shall. So you have to receive. Yeah, but I'm still feeling that. But I still receive. Hallelujah. Oh, you're crazy. No, I'm scriptural and I'm a child of God and I live by faith and I walk by faith. Hallelujah. If I had to have the things physically in order for me to say I have it, that's not faith, because it's like it's right there. Faith is when it's not there, or you can't see it, but you know it's there, and you receive it. When was healing provided for you? When you get healed? When was healing provided for you? Come on, somebody talk to me. When was healing provided for you, Brother Finn? When you received it? Okay, but when was it provided for you? Okay, but when was it provided for you? Minister Denise just said it. At the cross. Now, healing took place before the cross. Prophets operated in healing, raised loved ones from the dead, if you will. But the Bible says this. I quoted it earlier. The Bible says this. I'm about to say John. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. That was not only for when Isaiah was prophesying 800 years before it came to pass, approximately, but it was speaking of the time when Jesus came on the scene for the people that were there. It was speaking back all the way to Adam in the garden, and it's speaking all the way to the last person that shall be born on this people planet called Earth. But he was wounded. 1 Peter, what was it, chapter 1, verse 23, something like that. Where Peter says, and he actually quotes, I believe it's Isaiah, all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower. The grass withers, and the flower fades. True. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. Ten 10,000 years from now, this word will still be relevant. Revenant and all the other ints that need to be. It will still be alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. I'm not saying this just for the one person. I'm saying this for all. Because you all may face something, but you're supposed to overcome it. How do you overcome it? Guess what God gave you to overcome the world? Guess what he gave you? Who is that, Brother Oliver? Jesus? Okay. 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 Yeah. 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 But this is what overcomes the world. Even our faith. That's what the Bible tells us. Even our faith. Whose faith? Our faith. Where do we get it from? God dealt to every man the measure of faith. He gave it to us. That's our victory. Hallelujah. That's our victory. Glory be to God. That's your way out. That's your way of escape. That's your way of overcoming. That's your way of conquering. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, what is your faith in? Your faith is in the word of God that lives and abides forever. It endures forever. God's word will never, ever lose its power, just like the blood of Jesus. Jesus said it like this. I didn't plan on this, but I'll just flow with it. Heaven and earth will pass away. But what will remain? Yeah. It's the most secure thing that we have, this covenant that we have with God. So we hold fast to this. Irregardless to the situations and the circumstances. As a matter of fact, that's when we hold fast even more. Because it's, you know, my mind is going towards Roman. The sufferings that we go through are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. But it's like these testings. These trials, they come to test our faith. The genuineness of it, the strength of it, even to the purifying of it. Jesus said this to Peter. Peter, Satan has desired you that he can sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your best thing you got going for you is your faith. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I know some of you sitting there looking like, got anything better? And some of you looking like, but you don't know what I'm going through. It don't matter. Your faith can handle any fire that the devil will try and bring its way. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Your case, your situation, it's not so, you know, insurmountable that you can't come through this thing. Your faith is the same faith that took the three Hebrew boys through the fiery furnace. And, O King, our God is able to deliver us. Our God can deliver us. But even if he doesn't, O King, we're not going to bow down to your God. That's your faith. Yeah, hallelujah. Aren't you glad that the just shall live by faith? Hallelujah. And God gave you the faith that is necessary for you to live. Praise God. Bless his holy name. So, healing. Did I cover this? I was trying to get to it. Did I cover it? Oh, okay. I was trying to get there. Healing, and the subject was healing, but did anybody get healed during that time? If you weren't sick, you didn't have pain or anything, and we understand what you said, but you got to receive it. You got to receive it, irregardless to, I still feel this way, but I receive. What would you rather? You'd rather be healed or you'd rather be miserable? Let me, you know, if the doctors prescribe, if you're feeling sick and the doctors prescribe medication for you and tell you to take it every 4 hours, you're going to be at that pill or at that bottle or whatever they give you, you're going to take it every 4 hours and you're going to trust that thing to make you okay. And even if it doesn't at the beginning, you're still going to take it the way they prescribed it. Well, you got to take this faith and you got to believe in it and you got to keep taking it in and keep feeding it and keep on using it until you see the manifestation of the glory of God and the power of God overcoming everything that's trying to come against you. You're more than a conqueror. You weren't born to lose. You were born to win. Hallelujah. Glory. The days of being a victim are over. Enjoy being victorious now. Hallelujah. How you doing, Sister Michaela? Good. Love you. Did you miss me? Of course, that's the right thing to say, but I know in your heart you really miss me. Yeah. Praise God. All right. Y'all the best congregation a shepherd could ever ask for. Just need to multiply. We need to be like some. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just need to. I'm not comparing us to these things, but I'm just saying. You know, we need to be like, you know, things that multiply, whether it be rabbits or roaches or something like that. We just need to multiply. I'm telling you, we just need to multiply. In the name of Jesus, just bow your heads and pray with me and be in agreement. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the spirit of multiplication to come upon this congregation and assembly. I pray for the wisdom that comes from your word where it says, he that winneth souls is wise. I pray that you cause us not only to be discipled, but to disciple others. So I pray for the spirit of discipleship to come upon this congregation. I pray, Lord God, that people will move past the things that try and trip us up or distract us or lead us in a wayward direction or have us on a wild goose chase, but that we remain fixed and focused on you, keeping our eyes on the prize, looking unto that day when Jesus will come. I pray for the sense of urgency in the area of prayer and intercession and in the reading and the hearing and the knowledge and the understanding of your word and the wisdom to be able to take that word, not only apply it to our lives, but live it out, walk it out, speak it out and teach others your ways, Lord God. Even David said, Father, redeem him, bring him back, restore to him the joy of your salvation. And once he was converted again, once he was convinced again, once he got rid of that stuff that was trying to get rid of him, he said that he would then go and convert others to you. That's the desire, Father, that we're converting more to you and we're multiplying in this house. We bind the spirit of barrenness. We bind the spirit of division and strife or contention, hatred or malice, anger or bitterness, anything that will work against the multiplication. We pray for love in this place, mercy in this place, grace in this place, forgiveness in this place, unity in this place, oneness in this house, in the name of Jesus, that we may multiply, 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 multiply in Jesus' name. I speak that word, and for every heart that is open and receptive to receive it, I pray this prayer. And for every heart that is open and receptive to receive it, but also agree with it, I pray that this prayer, it comes to pass, and it will not be many days hence, but the now season and the now moment, this year crowning achievements and surpassing victories, it comes to multiplication in Jesus' name. All that the enemy meant for evil, you'll turn around for glory and honor and praise. Lord God, we won't be weighed down or worn out by the times, but you will energize us, strengthen us, infuse us, endue us, sink us down deep into, and wash us and just infuse us with power from on high, that the gates of hell will not prevail, and neither will the thoughts, the carnal thoughts, the worldly thoughts, the baseless thoughts dominate our minds, but we'll think about the thoughts that you give us, Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, a future and a hope. Thoughts, Lord God, that are pure and are peaceable and are lovely and are good report and are praiseworthy, meditating, pondering on these things for the glory of God. I pray for an infusion of power in every soul that is willing and open-hearted to receive it, even now in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that we don't get weary in our well-doing. We don't get weary in our well-doing. We don't get weary in our well-doing, understanding we are going to reap in due season as we faint not. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy Holy Ghost energy into your spirit, man. I prophesy Holy Ghost fire into your spirit, man. I pray and release the power and the anointing of God to come upon you and to break every shackle and to loose the bonds and to lift the burdens, that you may run and not be weary, and you may walk and not faint. You're not a yo-yo up one day, down the next. You are a child of God going up, 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 up in the kingdom of God. Listen to the words that you speak. They either give life or death. Listen to the words that you speak. They either give life or death. Listen to the words that you speak. And if you're speaking death, then tell the Lord, put a guard over my mouth, that my tongue may be circumcised, my lips may be circumcised, that I may speak the oracles of God and nothing else. I may speak life. Hallelujah. The abundant life that I have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Come on, let's just break every chain. Unfetter every heart. Destroy and defeat the spirit of oppression and depression in the name of Jesus. That spirit of rejection, cast it down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You are blessed. more than you know. You are blessed more than you know. You are blessed more than you know. Hallelujah. You are blessed more than you know. Hallelujah. Jesus said, in John chapter 14, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you, but I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be. Hallelujah. Glory. See, we don't have to wait till we're in a casket and being buried. We are risen with Christ and we are seated in heavenly places. That's a living reality, whether you want to receive it or not. Isn't that something? What's something? We're in the presence of Almighty God, and we act like we're in a jail cell with a death sentence over our head, and we don't know whether we're going to live tomorrow or not. And so we're just, woe is me. Come on, get rid of the woe is me mindset. Hallelujah. Get rid of it in Jesus' name. You're victorious whether you look like it or not. You're an overcomer whether you feel like it or not. You're victorious. You are still risen with Christ and seated in heavenly places whether you feel like it or not. Think of it next time. I'm in the presence of God. Oh, I know how I am when I feel his presence and I'm in praise and worship. Oh, Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Oh, I just love you. Oh, God is just so good. And when everything is going good, God is just so good. Oh, God is just so good. Oh, God is just so good. Oh, God is just so good. And you even feel his presence and you know you're in his presence. But, you know, you're in his presence when you're... Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. And you're still in the presence of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. When Jesus came into the temple, you know, you'd think that he'd be drawn to the people that were needy. And mind you, Jesus is a healer and all. And there was a case where he did heal the people after he drove out the money changers, but Jesus, instead of going to the people who needed healing and stuff, he came over to the treasury to see how everybody was giving. How y'all doing today? Oh, thank you, Mr. So-and-so. Oh, thank you, Mrs. He didn't say that, but he's just watching them as they all come in. And they're probably looking at him and saying, yeah, you're the Son of God. Praise God. We'll put in a big wad today. Praise God. And then this little old lady comes up here with two mites. And this is all she has. And she probably didn't even look up at Jesus. She probably just came and just put it right there into the treasury and went on. And Jesus looks at his disciples and said, that woman right there, she gave more than all of them. And you can go as far as to say it. I'm not saying that's the context of the scripture, but you can go as far as to say she outgave everybody in this place because they all gave out of their abundance, but she gave out of her lack. He acknowledged her. That means he didn't abandon her. She didn't even complain. You know I'm a widow, and I don't have nobody to help me, and I'm just alone, and here, look, I'm giving you my... And went on her way. She trusted God. And Jesus took care of her. How do you know? He had to. I mean, it'd be pretty bad to talk about somebody and then watch them just, you know, commend them for what they did and then do nothing to help them out because she gave all she had, which means she had nothing left. So, praise God. Use your faith. That's why you have it. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, you don't have to see everything in the natural. Everything doesn't have to be done in the natural. Because once it's done, it no longer requires faith. It's like, who said it? Paul said it to the Roman church. Hope that is seen is what? Because I know there are people here who know the Bible. But hope that is seen is not hope. We don't hope for what we already see. I believe that's what it says. We better go. Who's got a Bible? Go ahead and do your fast thing, Minister Aquino. Look up hope in the book of Romans. And I believe it is. But hope that is seen, that's not hope. It might be Romans chapter 12. I'm not sure. But anyways. 8:24. Is that what it say, Minister Patton? What does it say? For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. Everybody give God praise that Pastor Killen still knows the word. Praise God. We're not from Missouri. We're from the kingdom. Yeah. Yeah. Missouri, the show me state. You got to show, I got to see it to believe it. That's not us. We don't have to see it to believe it. We believe it because God said it. Hallelujah. And if God said it, he's going to make it good. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he will surely bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the faith adventure is really the great adventure. It's like a roller coaster. Praise God. I'm going to let you go soon. Some of us probably don't like roller coasters. I used to love roller coasters. I still do, but I just don't trust the ones that they're making now because they get stuck too much. And a roller coaster got stuck the other day, you know, just, and the people are way up there in the air, and it's 80 degrees, and they got to sit there until, you know, the workers get them down. But, you know, that roller coaster takes you up. And then you get up to that hill, and you know what's coming next. That thrill. The whole reason you got on that roller coaster. You didn't get on a roller coaster just to go. That's not the fun part. You got, especially being in the front, and you do one of these. And then you drop. That's why you're on the roller coaster. Yeah. Faith is like that sometimes. Because faith will and then when it manifests, yeah! Praise God. It, huh? Okay. Yeah. Praise God. Love. Close your eyes and hold on. Yeah. But it's the adventure for the believer, because God will put us in some tight situations. And it's not like he's abandoned us. He's just put us in that situation to let us work out what he's worked in. You know? Because it's like he doesn't want us just to be taught just to store up information. He wants us to be taught so we can work this thing out and walk this thing out. Paul said it like this: work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, because it's God who's working on the inside of you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so you start working this thing out. Yeah. Because when you start seeing results of it, it just increases your faith all the more. You have more confidence in God. You really know that God is good because you say, man, Lord, nobody could do this but you. And you just keep going from one level of faith to the next level of faith. And you just keep going and keep growing. That's the way it is. It's not about, you know, you're the favorite one. Oh, you do this or you do that. No, we're just men that are made perfect. We're not perfect, but we're just men, women, youth, young adults, if you will, made perfect. We're being perfected as we continue to walk with God. work out our salvation, because God's working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Stand to your feet. Let's get ready to receive an offering from the Lord tonight. So the praise report was about healing, and we just got stuck right there. But it's a good stuck. Monday night, Sister Shantavia, is she here tonight? She's in the back? Is she available? She was experiencing pain around her back and was slightly limping. She came to LTJ expecting. Hello? She came to LTJ expecting. Expecting what? Expecting God to move. Sister Diana, she's over there. Y'all tired. What kind of weekend y'all? Y'all had a three-day weekend. Y'all ready to go home and go to bed. Come on. She laid hands on her. There she is. And the pain was gone. Is the pain still gone? It is still gone. Praise God. And you can't be tired of coming to, y'all tired of coming to something like that, saying, God, move, kaboom. Come on, church. Yeah. We're going to have to do some Holy Ghost calisthenics. We got to get in shape because we got to run for the things of God. We got work to do. You know, it may be having fun and saying it, but the truth of it is we have to. Yeah. It's just it's what's expected. If we have everything else going, this ought to be going too. What's that? Increase. Yeah. You need to be praying for increase, praying that God will use you in the increasing. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because all of y'all are going to be shouting when the house is filled to the fullness. You're going to be feeling better. As a matter of fact, you're going to come earlier because you want your seat. So don't wait till it happens to get that energy. Get that energy now, because more is going to be expected out of you than what you do now. Right now, you're decorating seats. I'm not excluding those who are running and all of that and all the contributions that you do. But I am saying more is going to be coming. And more is going to be expected. To whom much is given, much is required. Yeah. So let's get ready, saints. In Jesus' name. So, Sister Shantavia, raise your hand. She's back there. You got healed on Monday night at LTJ. You came in expecting God to move? Really? And what happened? Sister, you told somebody you had pain? What happened? What you call it? Sciatic nerve, okay. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Who gets tired of that? Not me. Amen. That makes you want to go lay hands on everybody. So come on, release the fire, release the power. Sister K, I saw your hands go up. Oh, release the fire, release the power. Release what God has put in you for his glory and great name's sake. And do some calisthenics before y'all come in this. I love you all. Pastor Lucia loves you. We're so glad to be back. Hallelujah. Continue to pray. Minister D. Yeah.
Jesus. Glory. Hold fast. Hold fast your confession of faith. Has everyone given? No. Who said yeah? Love those little kids. Come on, everybody. If you have to give, give. If you haven't given, and if you have given, thank you. Thank you for your financial support of this ministry. Praise God. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Come on, gentlemen. Let's hold this up before the master. Stretch forth your hands in faith. Say this with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that as my great King and my high priest, seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living, to make intercessions for me. What's being presented to you now, you will take and worship the Father with it. Our love, our faith, our trust, our life, we give to you. Honor the Father with this offering tonight. And we thank you. Father, release your blessing in my life. Cause my seed to multiply, to increase, my harvest to be full and overflowing, my path to be bright and get brighter. I pray for every favor and earthly blessing to come upon my life, that I may be a blessing to the kingdom and to others. Use me as a distribution center to distribute your goods and to let everyone know how good my God is. I vow to give you the glory for everything you do in me, for me, and through me to others. I vow to give you all the glory. And I thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Father, bless each and every one that is here. The Lord our God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. His name be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but you will triumph over the gates of hell, because you're the church of the living God. You're the pillar and ground of truth. You're the blessed of the Lord, and God will be with you wherever you go, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. We love you. We will see you soon, Sunday, if not sooner.